After 6 consecutive quarters of negative growth, the Eurozone is finally out of recession. The growth figure of 0.3% in the second quarter hardly signals a boom, but it is a milestone, says Darragh Meher, foreign exchange strategist at HSBC in London.
The very fact that we can talk about growth, politicians can talk about growth, markets can talk about growth again, you know, it's a significant psychological development.
Portugal posted the strongest growth of the quarter, expanding its economy by 1.1%. Good news for a country that had been forced to take a $102 billion bailout from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. But it was the Eurozone's powerhouse economies of Germany and France which hauled the currency bloc out of recession. Germany grew 0.7% and France by 0.5%, both driven by higher consumer spending and industrial output. The figures beat many economists' forecasts, says Darragh Meher of HSBC.
The standout this morning, in fact, came from the core. We had an upside surprise from Germany, we had a particularly big upside surprise from France, and that's encouraging because, in a way, if the core is at least driving things forward and recovering, they're in a better position politically and economically to provide the support that the peripherals perhaps still require.
The problem for the Eurozone remains its indebted southern periphery. Spain's economy contracted by 0.1%. In Italy, also struggling with debt and unemployment, the economy contracted by 0.2%. And in Greece, ground zero of Europe's crisis over the past 4 years, the economy shrank by 4.6%. That's a slight improvement on the previous 3 months, but indicative of the euro's ongoing problems, says Joe Rundle, head of trading at ETX Capital, a London-based financial services firm.
Germany is booming, France is doing okay, but you've got to look at southern Europe and they are in real dire straits. So you've got this two-tier Europe and Germany really controlling the austerity while it's booming. So I think it's certainly not the eurozone problems being solved.
That appears to be recognised in Brussels. Chantal Hughes is a spokeswoman for the European Commission.
This slightly more positive data is welcome, but there is no room for any complacency. Self-congratulatory statements suggesting that the crisis is over are definitely not for today. There are still substantial obstacles to overcome. The growth figures remain low, and the tentative signs of growth are still fragile.
The EU is holding back on the celebrations, but after 1.5 years of painful contraction, analysts say the growth figure is welcome news as Europe's politicians prepare to return from summer vacation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.